Hello, this is Anna Forbes with some thoughts for today entitled Deep Roots for Healthy Fruit, and the passage is Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. That person will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. Its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers and comes to maturity. Mike and I have been trying to develop a garden. It's quite a challenge here in Shetland because not all plants like our weather conditions or our soil. Too much salt coming in from the sea seems to kill some of them, and lots of rain coupled with poor drainage leaves the roots waterlogged. We're not experts by any means, and much of what we're doing is trial and error. And we've had to be quite patient. Every day we go outside to see if anything has grown yet and whether any flowers are coming. But we get quite excited when we spot new growth from what looked like a dead tree or a tiny bit of colour sprouting from an otherwise plain green plant. What we are learning is that growth takes time. It needs the right conditions and there's no shortcuts. And while we see what is above ground, where it's easy to think not much is happening, the important part of the plant is underneath, the roots. Roots are fascinating. First, they are the anchor needed to keep a plant in place. They secure it into the ground and hold it steady through the seasons of life. They help it resist the forces of wind. Where roots aren't fully established or are in the wrong soil, a storm can come and uproot the plant from the ground. Another problem we've had is rabbits. They like to dig up the roots, and this leaves them vulnerable and threatens to destroy the efforts we put in. But given care and attention, even plants can recover from stress. Secondly, roots are the lifeline of a plant, taking up air, water, and nourishment from the soil. That nourishment moves up into the leaves and provides energy for the plant. Roots are mentioned many times in the Bible. We are often compared to trees or plants. Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." Like plants and trees, we need water and nutrients to survive. When our lives are rooted in God's word, we receive constant nourishment. The right roots keep us stable and able to weather the different trials and storms of life. As Christians, we need to be properly rooted to grow. God is interested in our growth. In fact, he loves growth. He's not only the source of our growth, but in John 15, Jesus prays for us as he wants us to bear fruit, the fruits of his spirit. Healthy roots eventually lead to flowers and fruits. Interestingly, the Hebrew word for unfruitful is unrooted, which means not connected to the vital source of life. We need to remain connected to him and draw strength from his word daily. There is much emphasis put on the importance of roots in the Bible. Not just how we are rooted, but where we are rooted. Where are you planted today? In Ephesians 3, verse 17, Paul prays that God's people will be rooted and grounded, or established in love, in order to know the fullness of God. In Colossians 2, verse 7, he talks about us being rooted and built up in Jesus. The word rooted in Greek is rizō, which means firmly and deeply rooted, making the object fixed, steady, stable, and strong. Yet so often we allow ourselves to be rooted in the wrong things, and then we wonder why we don't feel close to God or we are not bearing healthy fruit. Hebrews 12, verse 15 warns us about not allowing a root of bitterness to grow and cause trouble. Weeds have roots too, as Mike and I have discovered, and we have to be diligent in keeping our lives free of ungodly thoughts and attitudes. The Message Bible puts it like this: keep a sharp eye out for weeds of bitter discontent. A thistle or two gone to seed can ruin a garden in no time. Another hindrance of growth can be because our roots have nowhere to go. Have you ever had a plant that's pot bound? You eventually remove it from the pot and the roots are packed in tightly. The plant ends up restricted by its surroundings. It needs to be replanted into healthy soil where it can spread and grow. I recently heard someone explaining they had 25 years' experience in the same job, The person they were talking to said, "No, you've just had the same experience for 25 years. There's nothing wrong in staying in the same environment for a long time if that's where God wants to use us. But so often he wants us to be willing to expand our vision and spread out into other areas for him. A confined space is okay for a while, but we must never be afraid of growth or change." How many of us are pot bound or have areas in our life which are stuck and can't grow? If you feel this way, ask the Holy Spirit to show you what's holding you back. Maybe you need to allow God to reposition or replant you where you can expand and grow for his glory. He is the master gardener after all, so we can trust him to reposition us and even prune us so we bear fruit and become like him. Just as a building needs a strong foundation, so we need a strong root system. In today's uncertain world, how much more do we need to be anchored and rooted in the certainty of God's word to steady and strengthen us through the seasons of life? When we let our roots go deep into the soil of God's word and securely fix them in Jesus, we will outlast every storm, every difficulty, and every challenge. He is the source of our nourishment. All seasons are necessary to help us grow. Plants need the sunshine and the rain, and so do we. We are all in God's garden. Just as different varieties of trees and flowers display the artistic design of our Creator, so we are all unique in our personalities, characteristics, and giftings. We don't need to compare ourselves to others, as we are all part of the garden. We will all be at different stages of growth, and those bigger and stronger plants help protect the younger, weaker ones. So altogether, we should be full of colour, life, and the fragrance of Jesus. And like Psalm 1 says, if we allow our roots to go deep into the soil of his word and delight in it, we will come to maturity. And Jeremiah 17 says, "He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream, does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you've given us your living word to enable us to grow and bear fruit. Help us to abide in you and stretch out our roots to draw nourishment from your life. We pray as you dwell in our hearts that we would be rooted and built up in you, firmly grounded in your love as individuals and as a church, that we might bring healing to the nations. Amen.